Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Proverbs. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
We all want to live wisely in life. But do you ever get overwhelmed with how many different philosophies and perspectives are out there? From money to work to friendships, we are drowning in countless opinions on the best way to live. The Bible, however, offers a simple solution to our predicament. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Pastor and writer John Mark Comer says this about God's wisdom. Jesus' moral teachings aren't arbitrary. They're laws, yes, but moral laws are no different from scientific laws like E equals MC squared or gravity. They're statements about how the world actually works. And if you ignore them, not only do you rupture relationship with God, but you also go against the grain of the universe He created. So God's wisdom isn't just another perspective among the many out there. It's objective truth. God knows the best way His creation should live to flourish. The book of Proverbs is a compilation of wise sayings from godly people in Israel's history, such as King Solomon. And it wastes no time in laying down the foundation for wisdom. In chapter 1, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." If you want wisdom, according to Proverbs, you start with fearing God. Now, fearing God doesn't mean being afraid of Him. It's more of an attitude of reverence and awe. Pastor John Piper describes it this way. Fearing the Lord means fearing to run away from Him. Think about it this way. Let's say there's a family at home and an intruder is trying to get into the house. The dad tells his kids to hide in their rooms while he handles the situation. What are the kids going to do? They're most likely going to obey their dad's command. They trust he knows what they should do in the situation because they believe his wisdom is superior to their own. But this is just one piece of their trust. They will also obey their dad because they know their dad wants what's best for them. His instruction comes out of love. So like the kids viewed their dad, fearing God comes from us grasping both His superiority and His love. We understand that God has superior wisdom to us. But we also know that His wisdom is born out of love for us. So we obey His wisdom, knowing that His commands are not only right, but also that they are good. They are in our best interest. Proverbs touches on many different subjects, but as a whole, wise living is rooted in this one principle, fearing the Lord. Now, here's where we might get tripped up. Those of us who love a good to-do list can fall into a trap of viewing the teachings of Proverbs as principles to try harder at and master with our own strength. And those of us who tend to pull back from rules can feel overwhelmed or burdened by the teachings of Proverbs. But here's the reality. Those who trust in Jesus as their Savior are united to Him, meaning His strength and ability becomes theirs. So the power to fear God and walk in His wisdom comes from looking to Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:24 calls Jesus the power of God and the wisdom of God. Or Colossians 2:3 says that in Jesus is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. When Jesus came to earth, he lived a perfect life. He embodied all of the wisdom of Proverbs. For example, Proverbs 21:3 says, "To do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice." When we look at Jesus's life, we see that in line with this verse, Jesus was more concerned with loving and caring for people than he was with religious rituals. Jesus lived a life of perfect righteousness and justice. He welcomed the outcast, he healed the sick, and he restored the brokenness around him. But let's look at another example of Jesus embodying the wisdom of Proverbs. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus felt so much agony over his impending crucifixion that he began sweating blood. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Well, in the garden, Jesus trusted God instead of leaning on his own understanding. He didn't let his fear control him, but rather in his distress, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus trusted and obeyed God relentlessly, all the way to the cross. Do you want to be wise in life? Trust in Jesus, the very wisdom of God, and he will empower you to walk the path of wisdom. Remember how we said fear of the Lord comes from grasping his superiority and his love? Well, when you look upon Jesus and his life, you'll see his superiority, the way he trusted and obeyed God the Father perfectly. And you'll also see his love, the ceaseless acts of care and service, and the greatest sacrifice of love ever made on the cross. As you look upon Jesus, you will be moved to fear and trust God, and so be inclined to obey him while he supplies the power to do so. So in light of all this, would you take a moment to go to God now and ask him for his wisdom in your life? A life lived in the path of godly wisdom is life lived to its fullest. Proverbs 3:13 says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding." Proverbs 24:13-14 says, "My son, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off." As you listen to the worship song, praise God for his perfect wisdom given to us in Christ.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.